tells me I know, because the Bible tells me so.
Why are you here today protesting against food irradiation?
Well, I feel very strongly that people have a right to know what's in their food and to be able to make a decision about what they do and don't want to eat. And food irradiation clearly is something that the community doesn't want, something that people don't want to eat, and it's something that I don't want to eat, and I'm here to say it's just not, we don't want it here, we don't want it anywhere. There's so many other ways that we can get food, healthy, safe, clean food, and it's not about irradiating food, it's about eating food that's grown locally, by organic methods, that we connect with local growers, that we don't irradiate food that then means it can sit on shelves for months and months on end. That's not connecting with food, it's not connecting with the environment, it's not connecting with where food really comes from. So I think there's all sorts of positive visions and other ways that we can eat, and an irradiated future is just not the future that I want, and it's not the future we're going to have. That's why I'm here.
And I was talking to Kristen Lyons out at the irradiation plant protest site a couple of days ago. She's a professor of science, technology and society at Griffith University.
Yeah, and the song we heard before that was Paul Kelly, Maralinga. You're listening to Triple Z, it's 22 past 12 o'clock. Now, I believe Queensland's Health Minister, the Honourable Wendy Edmund, has been quoted as saying she thinks food irradiation is safe. Robin, what does food irradiation actually do to the quality of the food? And
Well, many scientific studies have shown that the arena of food extends its shelf life. Commercially, that would be what a company would be looking for. It extends the shelf life product by killing the bacteria. Unfortunately, we have to recognize that when you expose a product and penetrate it with radiation, you don't just selectively kill one thing and not kill another. So at the same time as killing the bacteria in the product, the radiation also kills the vitamin and the nutrient content. So it has been proven and actually admitted by the Australian government that irradiated food has a lesser nutritional value and a lesser vitamin content than non-irradiated food. Now, the process of exposing a product to radiation also creates free radicals. It's all in the news today. Everybody hears about antioxidants. Free radicals are those things that attack your immune system. So what the irradiated food ends up being is food that is dead of vitamin and nutritional content, while at the same time being full of things that are actually attack your immune system. So you're eating food that doesn't even help you stay healthy. It has been proven in numerous tests to also lead to potential carcinogenic results or cancerous results. People have been found to get polyps in their systems. Animals have been found to get polyps in their system and lead to long-term, very serious health effects from eating irradiated food. So we know that it depletes the vitamin content and it actually makes food unhealthy.
Scientists in America are calling it a large-scale experiment on human health. Do you know if there's much of a scientific opposition to irradiation? It seems that the government thinks there isn't.
Well, around the world there's quite a large amount of opposition to irradiation and the irradiation of food. Unfortunately, we don't really hear about that very much in Australia, where we have the federal level of government actually approving this process. We don't hear the voices of opposition, and also we don't hear the fact that despite numerous tests and numerous experiments being done over the years, over the last 50 years on this process, the scientists who continue to promote it on the grounds of only a few of those results. And some of the scientists, actually a very important body who continues promoting food irradiation to the United States government and to the Australian government, is the International Atomic Energy Association. We cannot consider these unbiased scientific sources. There's a large amount of scientific opposition, and at the very least, scientists must agree and do agree that there is no conclusive evidence either way. There is no conclusive evidence at all that says food irradiation is good for anyone. There's a lot of evidence that shows that food irradiation is bad.
I also understand that in the US, where the food irradiation is fairly common, it's also used as a process of cleaning up food. I think they use the term called dutching, where they take food that's already been contaminated, say with, I believe, rat feces or something they found in it, And, you know, bad, rotten stuff, rotten veggies, rotten meat, and irradiate and say, well, it's been sterilised, it's been safe, and then send it on. Do you think that's really a danger?
Well, of course that's a danger, and one of the extensions of that danger is that you could be irradiating products numerous times and you'd never know. You might have a product, even if it's labeled once, being irradiated, then going off again and being irradiated again, and you would never know the amount of times this product has been exposed to radiation. It has been known to be used for dutching, for trying to hide contaminated food, and it's really an unacceptable practice. Even in the best of times, you don't need to sterilize your meat. You shouldn't need to sterilize your vegetables and your fruit. And at the worst of times, you certainly shouldn't be using radioactive materials to hide the fact that your product has gone off from the public.
Something else that's kind of interesting you brought up was the idea of labeling. And I read a study put out, I believe, by the Washington State Department, which said, well, it's compulsory to do labelling. It's very hard to actually enforce it because there's no means of testing whether food has been irradiated or not. So they can't really enforce labelling rules.
Well, there are some scientific tests that have been proven to show that there's some new elements. Actually, one of the things that I forgot to mention was that when products are irradiated, exposed to radiation, actually new and unnatural chemical compounds get created in them. One of them is 2-DCB. This is an unnatural chemical compound. So since it doesn't exist in nature, if you find 2-DCB and some other ones similar to 2-DCB in your food, you can prove that it was not grown naturally and probably irradiated, exposed to radiation. So there are sometimes some ways of proving that something has been treated or exposed to radiation. But for the most part, we would have no way of knowing. You might have some fruit that's sitting on a shelf for a long time, and you wouldn't know. And you also wouldn't know whether, while the bacteria that's been killed was killed, some other even more harmful bacteria might be growing, or some unnatural chemical compositions might be festering inside the product, and the outside of the product would still look good. So we don't have any ways of knowing. And also, even if stringent labeling laws were applied, people really need to be informed of what that labeling law say. There's quite a beautiful little mark called the Rodura mark. It looks like a little budding flower, but think about it.
It looks a lot like the Environmental Protection Agency's symbol in the US as well.
It does, actually, yes.
It's very pretty. It's little round green, and it's got the circle with little leaves on it. But think of the word. I wondered where the word came from. It's radura. It actually comes from rad. How many rads, radiation, how much rads has a product been exposed to? It's actually, that little flower says that your food has been exposed to radiation. So it's quite really terrible irony that they use this beautiful little flower to say that it's been treated
it's
with
like
a deadly product.
It's almost like a greenwash, yeah?
It is, definitely a greenwash. And some of the other potential things that they could be using, I've actually seen this used in Australia. A product that has been treated with cobalt-60 gamma radiation has a label that says treated with ionizing electrons to get rid of harmful bacteria. To me, that does not say this product has gone through a conveyor belt and it been exposed to gamma radiation. These are quite serious,
deceptive
rules. And actually, none of the rules so far require the words radiation or gamma radiation or any of those actual truths to be listed on the product. So I think that not only do we need to find more seriously strong labeling laws, but we need to have labeling laws that say what the truth is about the process.
I'm interested in what you said about 2-DCB. In a study I read that product's only found in irradiated foods, and it is directly related to genetic damage in animals. But not only that, but the usage of irradiation to decontaminate spices in America has actually been proven to either not give them enough of a dose to sterilise them or give them too much. And so McCormick's is applied for an even higher rate than the 10 kilograys, which is supposed to be generally recognised as safe. Do you think that's likely to happen here?
Well, I think that what's happened with this whole industry and the nuclear industry is it's an expansionist industry. So once you got your foot in the door, you can basically apply for anything. And that's what we're seeing happening in Australia. We see a company attempting to justify itself by saying it's necessary. Oh, we need to sterilize medical products. Well, we know for a fact that the company Steritech, who's saying that they need to build another irradiation plant in Queensland, has only 45% medical related throughput. That's not even directly medical, but medical related throughput, 45%. So they have no economic justification for building another plant for medical products. Actually, what they're doing is, and very sneakily, is denying that they want to do it for food, saying to the people, we are necessary for medical sterilization, while at the same time they have acquired Australia's first ever license to irradiate food. That's herbs, spices, and herbal teas. Now, there's another application being processed, and that is for the irradiation of tropical fruit. Once they've got their foot in the door, all we can see is that their attempt, as any other business attempts to do, is to expand.
Okay, we're going to go to a local band now. They're called Escape from Toytown, and here's their views on the nuclear industry. It's called Leave It in the Ground.